friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. Let's go to Bundoran, County Donegal. Let's go to Shane Smith, who is the tourism officer. And Donegal, northwest of Ireland, and of course, those in Bundoran would say there's Bundoran, and then there's the rest of Donegal. But it is it's Donegal's most southerly town, and it's about 10 miles from the Northern Ireland border. I'd like to welcome a fellow radio broadcaster, Shane Smith. How are you, Shane?
I'm very well, Adrian, and thanks for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. Now, you do a... You put in long days. You do a broadcast on Ocean FM radio?
I do indeed. I do the drive time show from 4 till 7 p.m. Irish time on Ocean FM. And the other half of my day, or the other three quarters of the day, is spent promoting my beautiful hometown of Bundoran, which I love to bits.
Yes. Now, there are those who might say that Bundoran people are, you know, homesick even when they're in Bundoran, but I suppose it's a lovely place. And
I was in Dublin for 11 years working in radio, and I was home every single weekend when I was in Dublin.
I have no I can absolutely believe that. You've had a lot of as tourism officer, put that cap on for the moment, and and give us the highlight of Bundoran, which incidentally is when you leave Sligo heading north, you're practically in Bundoran. If you slow
that's
down,
exactly it.
Okay, yeah. Tell us about it.
About 20 miles from Sligo, you've got Bundoran, the northwest premier seaside resort. We've lots going on for across the summer. Just a couple of big events that we have. Daniel O'Donnell, who I'm sure your listeners will be very, very familiar with, he's kickstarting his summer tour in Bundoran in the Great Northern Hotel, a huge hotel and conference centre up on the hill overlooking Donegal Bay, and he's here for two nights, the 6th and the 7th of August, and he's donating on the second night the proceeds of his entire concert to the Donegal football team, who of course brought the Sam Maguire back to us in the hills of Donegal last year, and we're hoping that they'll do the same again this year. So he's been very generous and donating the proceeds of his second night in the Great Northern in Bundoran to the Donegal football team. So that should be a good money raiser for him.
Being from Mayo, I'll stay out of that.
I'll move on then.
And other than to say, you would not be surprised that Daniel O'Donnell, whatever he would do on behalf of Donegal, we wouldn't be a bit surprised. And he's a tremendous artist with a huge following.
Indeed.
So what else do they have going up there?
Well, then the following weekend after that, on the 9th and 10th of August, we've got the Ulster Marching Bands competition. Now, they're returning for the second year in a row to Bundoran. So we're going to be infiltrated, I suppose, for want of a better word, by a load of marching bands who are going to do some parades. And they actually have their final of their contest, which they run over the couple of months prior to that. And the final is going to be here in Bundoran as well. So we're looking forward to welcoming a lot of our northern friends and a lot of visitors to Bundoran for that, and having a lot of music going through the town for that weekend as well, which is the 9th and 10th of August.
Yeah, that's indeed. We will be broadcasting from Derry, I believe, the following week. So I'm sure a lot of our listeners heading over to Ireland would be no bother for them to take in beautiful Bundoran, a town and an area of southern Donegal that many would say is second to none. The activities, the range of activities and events that take place in Bundoran is terrific.
Absolutely, we have something, and I know it's an old phrase that people just coin all the time, but we really do have something for everybody. You know, if it's using the indoor facilities, the fabulous indoor facilities that we have, or if it's using the free outdoor amenities like, you know, the waves, the beaches, the walks, the mountains, everything that we have in this area is just, you know, it's fabulous. Surfing has become just huge in the last number of years.
Yeah.
And we held the European Surfing Championships here in 2011. We had 14 European countries come into town, and the cream of Europe's surfers showed off their skills, you know, on the at Tullin Strand, our main surfing beach, and also on the Peak, which is you've got your reef break and you've got your beach break. So we've got both of them, and indeed at the moment there's a lot of surfers in from across Europe competing as well at the moment. So that's good. One other thing that I wanted to let you know about is our big heritage festival. It's coming up from the 16th to the 18th of August. The 17th of August sees the start of National Heritage Week here in Ireland.
Yes.
And we are kicking off that with a celebration of Bundoran's association with World War II, the railways, and music as well, in an innovatively titled festival called Planes, Trains, and Jigs and Reels. It's our Bundoran Heritage Festival from the 16th to the 18th of August. So we've got, in 1944, a plane crashed at Tullin Strand, one of our main beaches, and it was a part of the war, World War II. So there's a monument up there at the moment, and what we're going to do in conjunction with one of the local historians who's a big Donegal corridor expert, we're going to unveil an information panel up there, because a lot of people would have seen the monument, including myself, for years and years and years and not really known that much about it. So what we're hoping to do is unveil this information panel that will have the story of what happened, have some photographs as well, and to put the whole thing in context. We're also remembering the railway heritage of Bundoran, which of course the Bundoran Express was the train that came in and carried thousands and thousands of northern visitors into the town and gave it its popularity as a seaside and a destination resort. So in the Great Northern Conference Centre, where we'll just have gotten rid of Daniel O'Donnell a couple of days previous, we're going to set out a big model railway exhibition for 2 days in the conference centre up there at the Great Northern. And then we're having a History Ireland Hedge School then, looking after the music history of the town and the show bands and the dance halls, and an esteemed panel of Charlie McGettigan, Pascal Mooney, who is a senator, of course,
yes,
but is also the RTE radio presenter that was on for years, and a number of other historians as well. It's being hosted by Tommy Graham, who works for the News Talk, National News Talk radio station, is also the editor of History Ireland. So he's going to be hosting that. A panel discussion, a nice nostalgic evening that we're holding in, if any of your listeners are familiar with Bundoran, we're holding it in the Kitchen Bake, which is the old Methodist church, which is now a cafe, right in the middle of the town, and it's just a nice little quirky little venue that we wanted to use for that. So that's the Planes, Trains, and Jigs and Reels Heritage Festival, which is on the 16th to the 18th of August here in Bundoran.
As a radio broadcaster again on Ocean FM radio, which actually comes out of Sligo, right?
It does indeed.
It does.
The mothership, as I like to call it, is in Killooney, just outside Sligo town, and I do my broadcast out of Donegal town, so it's north of Bundoran.
And you do the drive time Monday through Friday. I was tempted to ask our listeners to log on to discoverbundoran.com, but I think you've probably given us every aspect
That's all the details that I have for the moment.
Oh, my God. Okay,
hopefully
fine.
On discoverbundoran.com very shortly we will have more details. So log on to there and have a look.
And as most of our listeners know, the Bible of travel to Ireland and everything wonderful about Ireland up to the minute is available on Tourism Ireland. Website, which is ireland.com. All right, Shane, Shane Smith, Bundoran Tourism Officer and Broadcaster on Ocean FM Radio. We'll see you in Bundoran sometime during August anyway.
we look forward to it, and we'll look forward to welcoming you here. And thanks for having me on, Adrian. I appreciate it.
Again, it's discoverbundoran.com, and you're listening to Irish Radio Network USA.